1 Kings chapter 20. And Ben-Hadad the king of Syria gathered all his host, army, together. And there were 32 kings with him, and horses, and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria, and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab king of Israel into the city, and said to him, This is what Ben-Hadad says. Your silver and your gold is mine. Your wives also and your children, even the best, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to your saying, I am yours, and all that I have. And the messengers came again, and said, This is what Ben-Hadad speaks, saying, Although I have sent to you, saying, You shall deliver to me your silver, and your gold, and your wives, and your children. Yet I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house, and the houses of your servants. And it shall be, that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they shall put it in their hand, and take it away. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land, and said, I ask you to mark and see how this man seeks mischief. Because he sent to me for my wives, and for my children, and for my silver, and for my gold, and I did not deny him. And all the elders and all the people said to him, Do not listen to him, nor consent. Therefore he said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king. All that you sent for to your servant at the first I will do, but this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed, and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad sent to him, and said, The gods do so to me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people who follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him. Do not let him who ties on his harness brag as he who takes it off. And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, that he said to his servants, Set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city. And, indeed, there came a prophet to Ahab king of Israel, saying, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Have you seen all this great multitude? Indeed. I will deliver it into your hand today. And you shall know that I am the Lord, Jehovah. And Ahab said, By whom? And he said, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. Then he said, Who shall order the battle? And he answered, You. Then he numbered the young men of the princes of the provinces, and they were 232. And after them he numbered all the people, even all the children of Israel, being 7,000. And they went out at noon. But Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings, the 32 kings who helped him. And the young men of the princes of the provinces went out first, and Ben-Hadad sent out, and they told him, saying, There are men coming out of Samaria. And he said, Whether they are coming out for peace, take them alive, or whether they are coming out for war, take them alive. So these young men of the princes of the provinces came out of the city, and the army which followed them. And everyone killed his man. And the Syrians fled. And Israel pursued them. And Ben-Hadad the king of Syria escaped on a horse with the horsemen. And the king of Israel went out, and struck the horses and chariots, and killed the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel, and said to him, Go, strengthen yourself, and mark, and see what you do. Because at the return of the year the king of Syria will come up against you. And the servants of the king of Syria said to him, Their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And do this thing. Take the kings away. Every man out of his place, and put captains in their places. And number an army, like the army that you have lost, horse for horse, and chariot for chariot. And we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And he listened to their voice, and did as they said. And it came to pass at the return of the year, that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians, and went up to Aphek, to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered, and were all present, and went against them, And the children of Israel camped before them like two little flocks of kids, young goats, but the Syrians filled the country. And there came a man of God, and spoke to the king of Israel, and said, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Because the Syrians have said, The Lord, Jehovah, is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord, Jehovah. And they camped opposite each other for 7 days. And so it was, that in the 7th day the battle was joined. And the children of Israel killed of the Syrians 100,000 footmen in 1 day. But the rest fled to Aphek, into the city. And there a wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled, and came into the city, into an inner chamber. And his servants said to him, Indeed now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. I ask you, let us put sackcloth on our waists, and ropes upon our heads, and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will save your life. So they put on sackcloth on their waists, and put ropes on their heads, and came to the king of Israel, and said, Your servant Ben-Hadad says, I ask you, let me live. And he said, Is he yet alive? He is my brother. Now the men diligently observed whether anything would come from him, that they could quickly notice. And they said, Your brother Ben-Hadad. Then he said, Go, bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came forth to him. And he caused him to come up into the chariot. And Ben-Hadad said to him, The cities, which my father took from your father, I will restore. And you shall make streets for yourself in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then Ahab said, I will send you away with this covenant. So he made a covenant with him, and sent him away. And a certain man of the sons of the prophets said to his neighbor in the word of the Lord, Jehovah, I ask you to strike me. And the man refused to strike him. Then said he to him, Because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, Jehovah, indeed, as soon as you have departed from me, a lion shall kill you. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him, and killed him. Then he found another man, and said, I ask you to strike me. And the man struck him, so that in striking he wounded him. So the prophet departed, and waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. And as the king passed by, he cried to the king. And he said, Your servant went out into the midst of the battle. And, see, a man turned aside, and brought a man to me, and said, Keep this man. If by any means he is missing, then your life shall be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. About 75.6 pounds, 34.3 kilograms. And as your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said to him, So shall your judgment be. You yourself have decided it. And he quickly took the ashes away from his face. And the king of Israel discerned him that he was of the prophets. And he said to him, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Because you have let go out of your hand a man whom I appointed to complete destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people. And the king of Israel went to his house heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria.